Hey everybody, this is Steli Efti.
And this is Heaton Shaw.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about the value of over-communicating, or how to over-communicate and why you want to do it, or maybe why you want to avoid it.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life, and hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit, we got it!
For people trying to get shit done.
We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
So here's the setup for this topic, Heaton. So there's two sides to this, two reasons why I wanted to talk about this with you and why I thought this could be really valuable to our listeners. Number one, a lot of times when people ask me, I get this question asked a lot, and I know you do too, which is, you know, how do you run a remote company? How do you run a fully distributed team? Isn't it really challenging? Is it possible to do it well? And one of the core things I hear myself talking about again and again and again and again is that I'll say a lot of things that are important about running a distributed team or remote company with a great culture. But one of the themes that I keep repeating when it comes to that is you just need to be incredibly disciplined about how you communicate. You actually have to constantly over communicate, right? A muscle that's good in any company, in any team. I don't think this is just for remote companies, but in a remote company, you can't be lazy with it at all. You can't get away with anything. If there's any kind of lack of communication, things break down instantly. So I'm just keep repeating this theme a lot. And then the other thing that I notice is that there are people, whenever I see somebody do really well in managing a team or managing a project or championing something, it always goes back to them doing one thing particularly well. And that is that they over-communicate. They state what needs to happen in a very clear way. They communicate it in different channels and they keep repeating the message to keep everybody aligned and keep everybody on the same page, as well as everybody remembering this thing that we're trying to accomplish, the deadline that we have, the date, the reason why we're doing things. And when people over-communicate in projects, those projects always do well. They always do well. And whenever I see somebody managing a project or a team, and I wonder, well, you know, I don't hear much. There's not much communication going on. They set big goals last quarter, but nobody ever repeated them. I don't even remember what they are anymore. And I don't know if they're accomplishing them or not. There's just not a lot of communication going on. Things, those projects always go bad. They never go well. So I am of the belief that, you know, when you deal with humans, you have to be great at communication. And one part of communication, especially in team situations where many humans are involved, is that you need to learn to over-communicate. Let me throw that out there. We've never talked about this before because I'm dying to hear. You're probably going to say something that I didn't expect. What's your reaction to the topic of over-communication? Is it good? Is it bad? What's your take on it? I knew you would react this. Like, I knew it would be a, and then something brilliant will follow.
I used to, and it's publicly out there because I wrote about it. I used to over-communicate in all the wrong ways.
Oh, you mean heat and bombs?
Yeah, that's an over-communication, right? It's a form of over-communication.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I sighed. I'm like, all right, dude, let's do this. I used to take every reaction and thought that I had in my head, not every, but most of them, and go shoot it off to my team or the team or people on the team. I have multiple businesses, so it would happen across many different areas, and it was out of excitement more than anything else. I was just excited. I learned this thing. I should communicate it. I should let everyone know. I got to tell them so that they have the information I have, right? Of course. That made the message that I was sending everybody unclear. That made their work less disciplined. That made them distracted. That made them confused. I have changed. And it was all the hard way or hard ways. And I'm still changing on some of this stuff. But now I write a lot more down. I used to have the need to go talk to someone about it. Now I write a lot more down. Like a lot. And sometimes I don't share it with anyone. And they're just notes about like what's in my head about the businesses or what's going on with a certain thing or what's going on in the world out there or what this competitor did or what this friend told me or this advisor told me or this mentor or this, you know, whatever. Or you even, right? If I ask you something, anybody. And I write a lot more down. And that helps me keep my thoughts clear, but my notes messy, if that makes sense. That's cool because no one's seen them. They're out of my head. They're not in my head. No one's seen them. And then they naturally bubble up again. And they bubble up so that I'm just timely with communicating those things that are in my head that I took notes on or were in my head that I took notes on. So I know this is a little bit of a like off the beaten path of the topic because I'm going to get back to it before I hear your reaction to what I say. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do now. And that helps me a lot to be clear. And how that relates to communicating or over communicating or what I would probably more call beating the drum.
Beating the drum. Yeah.
I was told recently that, hey, Heaton, continue beating that drum. Like, just continue beating that drum. And this was very related to over communicating things like that. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to continue. This is from the gentleman named Sunit. He's our general manager at Crazy Egg and runs the business. And in the past, I would like talk to him about stuff and probably wasn't as productive. But now I just got a drum to beat. You know, I got the same thing, same tone, same tune, and I'm just beating it. And he's like, yeah, I just keep beating that drum. I'm like, okay, cool. Right? That's all I needed to hear. And I don't think anything could be said more clearly to me if I say something, right? If someone says, hey, keep saying that, great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could do that. I could do that. That's easy. Just tell me that I need to do it though, right? And he's like, yeah, keep beating the drum. So I got a couple drums I beat. And so the most powerful thing about this beating the drum concept, which some would call over-communicating, others would call repetition, is just one thing. And it's really powerful. It's this idea that we need people in organizations. They don't have to be the founder, CEO, leader necessarily, or even some manager, that are going to beat the drum and keep repeating the thing, not in an annoying way, not always in the same way, but they're just going to keep beating that drum because then it spreads throughout the organization and people start hearing it. They start believing whatever it is and they start becoming it. And so a good example of this is like, if your business is basically not, like, let's say this is a problem that's very common. Let's say that you have a lot of tech debt. So you have a lot of technical debt in your business. There's a bunch of engineering and a bunch of code that's written that like makes it so something that seemingly should be easy and take a couple hours ends up taking like a week to build or change. Well, you know, if someone were beating the drum about technical debt and the importance of, you know, being able to move fast, then eventually that technical debt will start getting fixed. But it's one of those things where a lot of folks, engineers and the team, they just want to build new stuff. So if no one's beating that drum, you're going to start getting a messier and messier situation, a bigger and bigger mess on your hands. And so someone beating that drum for weeks, even months sometimes, is what's going to lead to change. And you want to thank those people. You want to guide those people to beat the right drum. And you want to just let them loose the second that they've figured out, you know, what that drum is to beat and do it in the right way without them being annoying or anything like that. And if you are that person that can do that for your company, figure out what that drum is, what that thing that needs to be repeated right now is, and do it. Repeat it. So that's the way I look at it. I used to look at this differently, where it was about communicating everything. Now, I'm all about just communicating the most important things and repeating the message to anyone that'll listen.
See, this is why I love you, Heaton, because you actually sorted this out in a way that I wasn't even aware of. Because when I say over-communicate, I actually mean beat the drum.
Yeah. Right?
I mean like champion a message.
Yeah.
But people could easily understand it for talk all the time or say everything you do think. So like when you started talking about it for like a second, I was like, huh, I didn't see why we're taking this side road. And then like a few seconds into it, I was like, oh, I'm so glad we took this, you know, heat and actually you were clarifying this because the way I talked about it was not clear enough for everybody to be on the same page of what I mean. right? That was so beautiful. Eventually, I just had to lean back and listen to you beautifully lay it out. Just do all the heavy work.
Right? It's, just, it's you know, you're bringing up a really important point, and it's about communication, which is like, imagine if you went and told someone, hey, we need to over-communicate. You should be over-communicating that. Mm. What are they going to do? Mm. Right? Yeah. Like, they're probably going to do something you didn't intend. Right? Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do, but while you say, hey, keep beating that drum. You're like, okay, cool. I'm in a parade. I got a drum to beat. I'm going to keep beating that drum, right? Like, okay, cool. Got it. Yeah. Like, it's a very positive difference, right? And so I think the point that I reflect on this one is like, when you're communicating, make sure that your message is heard in the way you intended it.
Mm.
Otherwise, what's going to happen is you're going to over-communicate or you're going to beat the drum. And there's a big difference. Over-communicate means like your message is not necessarily being heard, right? It's getting lost in a lot of noise like I used to do, or it's the wrong message because the words are not resonating with people and whatever they think is not what you think. But beating the drum is like, this is a drum. If I'm beating a drum, you better like the music, right? Better make sense to you. You better like what's coming out of there, or like there's no drum to beat. I'm doing the wrong thing again, right?
Yeah.
I think about that a lot. And I would say that like one strategy that I use to make sure that message is received is I ask people, hey, like, what do you think I meant?
Mm.
What do you think I meant? Like, right. And I do it in a non-aggressive way. I might have sounded aggressive when I said it right now, but it's like, I would just like to make sure that we're on the same page, and whatever way I said it and it communicated, it makes sense to you and is aligned with what I was thinking. Because if it's not, then let's hash it out, right? I have people on the team that, you know, I literally said this to someone yesterday. It was actually my co-founder, Marie, and I told her basically, if there's anything that's unclear or confusing about what I'm saying to you, please just tell me. Like, just tell me. You know, like, I need that. Because I don't always know how what I'm saying is interpreted by you. And you know, we're working on things together. And so if anything's confusing, just tell me. Because I think people need to be reminded of that. Because one thing I've noticed too around this whole topic is that you tell people things and they forget, or not forget the thing, but they forget to ask you for clarification. Or they feel like they can't. Or they feel like they shouldn't. Or they feel like, worse yet, they feel like they should understand it. And so I'm looking for any piece of confusion in my communication in order to make sure that the party or parties that I'm talking to completely understand what I'm saying.
Beautiful. I love it. I think that the important thing is to kind of just make a distinction between the two things, is that if you just say everything you think, you're creating noise, versus if you have a message that you're repeating, you're strengthening a signal potentially. And there's a lot of value in like beating the drum, which means like championing a certain message, singing a certain tune. Because the main value of it is that eventually it penetrates the minds and it becomes such a part of the natural thought process, the natural rhythm of everybody on the team and in the company, that now they're singing that tune in their mind all day long. They're repeating that message that always stays top of mind, and they're using it to make decisions. A good example of this is values, right? Some companies have values, they're written on a website, and nobody on the team could ever kind of cite or repeat what are our values, right? Because nobody's using them. And then there's companies that create this unique internal language, almost like a cult, where they keep using the values to describe how they make decisions. They keep using them. Usually they make them a little bit quirky, right? It's a little weird in a way that really stands out. And eventually it becomes part of the zeitgeist of that team, part of the psyche of the team, because they keep hearing it. And then all of a sudden people start repeating it, and then creates this unique language and this alignment tool of thinking and decision-making, because everybody's always like, well, let's take the famous Facebook example, they're like, you know, move fast and break things. Like, if you keep hearing that, then it becomes a tool to make decisions. You start seeing employees keep using the language all the time, and it becomes part of the company culture, versus something that is only being said once. It's unrealistic to expect that you're going to say something so profound to a group of people that they will not just understand and like it, but